Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Senator Sue Moran of the Plymouth Barnstable District. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, good morning, Christine.
And you know what? It's interesting. We were discussing something right here in the newsroom, thinking we need some more of those stop the spread locations on the South Shore. And that's just what you are working on along with your colleague, Kathy Lenatra and Matt Moratori, about establishing a site like that in Plymouth.
Yes, that's our big push at this point. We sent a letter to Secretary Sutters on November 6th, and just really calling out the fact that the nearest testing sites for Plymouth are sometimes well over an hour away, New Bedford and Brockton. And that's a serious hardship for people that, as we try to, you know, continue to stay safe and continue to try to keep schools open and municipalities open. So we are pushing hard as we enter the vaccine stage of COVID to really keep the testing up, which is really the other half of the effort.
Right, because we've had people even here on this building who've wanted to go to those testing sites, and they said that, you know, it's a bit of a distance and the waits are long. You would think that Plymouth would be a natural for a site like this.
Oh, you absolutely would, given the centrality, given the how many folks we have employed there, vibrant Main Street. It's key, and we are working hard and pushing hard on it. The other thing we're, you know, really trying to focus on is the wait for the test results. We're really trying to be sure that they're as minimum as possible, that the testing is as quick as possible in terms of making appointments. So we're getting there slowly but surely, but still no commitment yet.
And is there any certain criteria that they look for to establish sites like this, or is it, I'm not quite sure how they do that, in other words. Is there a way that they determine it?
I'm on the same page with you, Christine, in the sense that Plymouth has all of the natural, logical requirements that you would think to have a stop the spread. But at this point, all I can sort of glean is that it's a matter of budgetary balance and balancing along with rolling out the vaccine being a huge effort. So I'm optimistic that a stop the spread site will be coming to Plymouth, but there's been no promises. So it's a little disappointing so far, but that just energizes the delegation. Rep Lenatra and Moratori and I are together in one and pushing on this.
And is there a website or a Facebook page that you recommend people go to get more information about this issue?
Well, we appreciate letters and emails that are written to us. That gives us ammunition to bring to the governor as he's balancing all of these priorities.
And what's the best way to get in touch with your office if people have questions about where to send things, et cetera?
Monica Mullen is still the constituent services director, and she is incredibly efficient. She's at monica.mullen@masssenate.gov. Monica.mullen@masssenate.gov.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. This is an issue that we're definitely going to revisit with you. That's State Senator Sue Moran of the Plymouth Barnstable District. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. We'll be back to take a look at traffic and weather right after this.